しょ。
Alright, hello everyone. Welcome back. NAV Show, episode 4. How's it going, Adam?
Wonderful as always, Nick. Thank you for asking.
Oh yeah? Anything new been going on in your world?
Just getting a little bit closer with my bro.
Who is that, me?
JC.
Oh, JC.
You're a close second, but when it comes down to it, gotta give props to the carpenter.
Oh yeah? You helped put in those cabinets last week? Name my JC, your downstairs neighbor, right? Your apartment?
Yeah, Julio Chavez.
He's a hell of a carpenter.
He's the best.
Yeah.
That $25 a day can afford.
Well, I recently just got back from Italy myself.
Ah, I bet that was a very spiritual journey for you.
Yeah, it was a hell of a trip. Got fucked over by a flower man.
How'd that raw deal go down?
I was there with my girlfriend. We were in Venice. On the streets of Venice, they have like the dudes who walk around with flowers and try to...
Well, you know, just looking to enhance the romantic ambience.
Right, right.
Up your chances for, you know.
Yeah, but I'm not trying to get ripped off by a flower man. So it was pretty late. We were just out walking around, checking out the city. This flower man walks up, broken English. Mm-hmm. He's like, "Oh, business no good. Business no good." I was like, I don't have any money, which I didn't. I had like 2 euro coins in my pocket. We were just going out to walk around. Like, we weren't going to spend any cash. And so he... puts all the flowers he has on my girlfriend's hand. He's like, "You take, business bad, free, free, you take." And I was like, "Ah, man, what the hell's this guy's game?" I didn't know what to do, so I was like, "Oh, okay." So I gave him like the only 2 euro coin I had in my pocket, and he took back the rest of the flowers and gave my girlfriend 1.
Wow.
So I felt kind of awkward about that situation, but fuck that flower man, you know? If you're walking around Venice listening to this right now, you fucking fall in the canal, you shitbag. Well, another funny kind of situation that happened there. We were sitting in this kind of area where these 2 canals come together, and there's a ton of people because all these gondolas and everything are in there. And there was an American family next to us, a teenage daughter, grandpa, mom, and dad. And the dad's like carrying on and bitching, like, this memory card's not big enough. This man, so he's like, I was kind of half paying attention, you know, I was actually looking at stuff. And I guess he was going back through the photos to figure out what he could delete. And he called his daughter over, and he was like, "Samantha, what the hell is this? This is a picture of Austin naked." And of course, at this point, I'm paying attention. And she's like, "Can't be more than 13. And she's like, "Oh my God, Dad, I haven't seen Austin in like 2 months.
Okay, in that case, it's fine.
In that case, ostensibly a 13-year-old guy taking a picture of his naked Jones, it's fine that it's on the camera.
Or if she's grab-assing with the boyfriend and things get a little hot, they feel like taking some pics. So
right.
What better... better way to go than grab the family cam.
Right.
With the big Italian
Sony off the Sony power shot off the fucking dresser.
Test this bad boy out.
The funniest part was when the dad, the mom wanted to see what was going on, and the dad handed it to the mom, and she's making these crazy, like, grossed out but amused facial expressions. I felt like she looked at it a little too long. You know what I mean?
Sizing up old Austin.
But the daughter was just, like, mortified. Of course, busting up laughing. Half the people around were non-English speakers, so they didn't really understand, like, the gravity situation. Nothing happened. You know, like, I can't imagine, you know, how my dad would have reacted if he'd have found pictures of my sister's boyfriend when she was 13 naked on a camera. Somebody had been in the drink.
Austin would have been in trouble when the folks got back
to
the USSA.
Yeah.
Or USA.
Old SA would have showed up at someone's house with a sawed-off shotgun or at least a baseball bat.
What about Grandpa?
Sure Grandpa was just staring at the boat and never having a flashback. I don't know if he really realized what was going on.
Stoning out, huh?
Yeah. He looked at his roadmap eyes. You can tell Grandpa just come back from Amsterdam or something like that. He had his iPod on him 100%. Just purple haze on her feet.
Spacing out.
Far out. Austin. Cool.
Grandpa went to Canada for the draft. The space is mine. Timothy Leary's electric Kool-Aid draft in Ontario.
Was the electric Kool-Aid acid dust? Was that Timothy Leary?
I don't know. One of those dudes.
Wasn't that the dude who killed all the people?
Jim Jones.
Yeah.
That was Jonestown.
Yeah. He
also with Kool-Aid.
But not...
a little darker.
Yeah, not related to hallucinogenic acid trips, right?
Not freewheeling in that situation.
Right. It wasn't Jimi Hendrix that was on.
Nah, they were not
right. Janis Joplin, though, so equally depressing. I'm sorry. I don't know if you guys being our listeners... are aware of this, but the devil himself, the Dark Lord, has been in contact with human
beings.
Big fan.
He's big on the Podomatic scene. Some of you guys that have your own podcast probably know El Diablo, Hot Salsa Jam.
Yeah, that's him. He plays salsa music. That's his podcast. He doesn't talk because I'm pretty sure that his voice is a pitch that we can't hear. It just makes us urinate blood and makes babies die. So I'm pretty sure that he couldn't. It's not actually. He doesn't actually speak on his podcast.
His voice sounds like a very saucy bongo lick.
Right.
Percussion. Some bongo Latin percussion lick. Instruments.
We tried to add him as a friend, but our hard drive caught on fire. So I don't know if anyone's actually friends with El Diablo, but Hurt Salsa Jams is something to hear. But at any rate, other than his podcast, he's also been in communication via a letter that he seems to have sent out to every kind of Christian church.
Protestant churches, I think, were in on the CC list for this.
Yeah, which seems like a strange choice in audience. If you're El Diablo, Dark Lord, Prince of Darkness, seems like you'd want to kind of get your message out to people who might support it.
Like the surviving members of Alice in Chains, for example.
Right. You know, those guys are way into it.
Because you got Lane Stanley, too, already in hell.
Right.
Dev, I know some boys that will help you out.
Yeah. Send it to Pearl Jam while you're at it. I have no idea if Pearl Jam's devil worshippers, but Alice in Chains.
Definitely.
Definitely into it.
I couldn't name any of the other members. Jerry Cantrell.
Jerry Cantrell. He loves it, right?
Picking for...
picking for the devil? Is that what you're about to say?
Right. I was about to say picking for Jesus, but...
That would be the opposite.
That wasn't the case.
All right. But anyway, it seems like he would want to send it out to some more receptive audience, but he didn't. Send it to some Christian folks, and they naturally put a spin on it.
Right.
But we cut out their spin, and we're just going to read you guys a letter, parts of it anyway, out
I think
loud.
This is what the devil would have wanted.
Right. And not that we want to do his work.
Not that we condone the devil, you're right.
But I feel like, you know, if we're living in a society with quote-unquote free speech.
Yeah, I mean, plus, I don't want to harsh on the devil, not give him the chance to have his unbiased forum, you know?
Right, right.
I mean, I'm sensitive to him.
Right.
He is a minority.
I mean, we read shitty blogs on here, for Christ's sake. Yeah. I might as well give the devil a shot.
He's technically a minority. There's only one.
You know? Right, yeah. I mean, there's another minority quite like him. Yeah, like I'll a be two-headed sheep.
I'm not going to be devil racist. You can call me a lot of things.
Devil racist. Hey, wait a minute, Adam.
Devilist.
Devilist.
I'm not going to make this a, a profiling issue.
Right. So he may be red, really bright red, but we're gonna let
him. No matter what the color of your skin is, you got the
red. Might have hooves and horse legs from the waist down. No one really knows, but.
Don't judge a man on his outward appearance.
Right. I mean, I got really small toes, and I wouldn't want people to go to the beach and be like, oh, yeah, I don't think so, small toes.
Right.
Come on, that's one of my tie. I don't want a Mai Tai. At any rate, this is the letter from Satan with put the important bits left in. The letter comes to us or to whoever from Satan. The address is Hellfire, which I guess that makes a lot of sense, but it isn't just Hell.
Yeah, Hell.
I guess Hellfire is maybe the proper name.
Or maybe hell@yahoo.com was taken.
Right. No, sorry. He's
sitting on the hell. The fire. He's lucky to get fire, though, you know.
What's that? Yeah. Seems like angel fire would have been a place for him. a little biblical zing there.
Yeah, I'm the devil, but technically I am 3278927@compuserve.com.
3272878789 has changed their name to the devil.
And has upgraded to a 256.
The devil has changed their name to fuck nut.
So, I just love this.
Oh, the CompuServe is great.
The only guy that did.
And the friends of Bill W. in the chat room. Anyone want a cyber? All right. Sorry, that was actually NAAV show at yahoo.com that was saying that last week in the Yahoo chat room.
Yeah, not too many people into cybering now with the radical advances in internet porn.
Right, you know, as well as webcams. Talking dirty has kind of lost its luster.
Yeah, when you can broadcast your dong on your webcam, you know, and pretty much show whoever.
And at least one half of the NAAV show does.
We won't mention who it is.
But you guys can use your imaginations, right?
Yeah. Just give me about 20 minutes to chub. And then and the barn door's coming open. And
20 minutes to chub. Why 20 minutes?
You want to make sure, you know. Make sure you get everything off your mind.
All right.
It's about 10 minutes to...
At least one cup of coffee. A couple sit-ups. Got to break a smooth sweat. Maybe a MySpace warm-up.
Hit MySpace for a warm-up. Oh, Jesus.
The devil is the word. Were you about to say something about putting on bongo music?
Oh, if we did, I'm sure it would help our cause a lot.
Yeah, okay.
At this point.
Should we get on with the letter here?
Yeah. I think we've been... It's been on deck for about the last 20 minutes.
Yeah, all right. I saw you yesterday as you began your daily chores.
That's also my...
Santa Claus did too, I think.
Yeah, that's my come online. A lot of bars.
Hey, I seen you yesterday when you were doing your chores.
Yeah, I see you're sipping on a Zima. I've been watching you, girl. Yeah, as you can imagine, it goes over well. That's usually the...
I see you got the new model Swiffer. That's hot.
Those are the nights when I end up...
I got a mess up my apartment you can help me clean up. Specifically one gym sock.
No date, no deal, no number.
Hasn't been working out.
Restraining order? Yes.
Isn't that also your cyber chat come on? That's how you try to get him to talk dirty?
Yeah.
Or do you just send the pick of the dong now?
Well, I hit him with a 1-2 combo, and usually the ones that take me up on it, I find out later that they are men, because they always want to arrange to meet in the park.
Right.
Which, like a fool, I do.
Yeah. Never works out, though, huh?
Often disappointed.
Okay. All right. Anyway, the devil saw you yesterday when you began your daily chores. You woke without kneeling to pray.
Definite no-no.
Right. You did kneel to pick up the Kleenex and lotion that was on your floor, though, right?
Why is this about me all of a sudden? This isn't
assess
Adam's life, man. I mean, I got my issues, but...
Well, I'll keep going. As a matter of fact, you didn't even bless your food or pray before going to bed last night. You said oh God a lot.
And then it wasn't really a conscious decision to go to bed. I just passed out.
Face down.
Pulled a John Popper. Mild heart attack while stroking.
I don't know. Is that substantiated? Do we know that that's true?
I don't know. It came up in a conversation the other, two nights ago about how this one guy we know thought he heard somewhere that John Popper, Blues Traveler, really let himself go and actually had a heart attack while masturbating. But then the guy went on to say he wasn't sure if that was actual fact or not. He just thought he'd heard that somewhere.
So if any listeners know if John Popper had a heart attack because he was watching pornography and masturbating, another thing we'd like to know is if he was wearing his harmonica vest at the time only. Not that we think that's sexy, but we do think it's fascinating.
And that would definitely, that's a necessary detail.
I mean, heart attack while masturbating to pornography, do you turn the porno off before you call 911 or...
I'd almost be in some way glad that it's true, not that I have any ill wishes for John Popper, but that would just give me some semblance of assurance that my life is not that bad.
Right, again, he was a famous musician at the time. It's not like, yeah. He probably had at least a groupie, right? I mean, at least one he could call.
Yeah, I would say so. Or some chick that was using him, you know.
He said he's watching Barnyard Dumpers Volume 3. EMS rolls in and there's just a Blues TV screen that has a video on it. John Popper was watching a video.
I wonder if there's any moment when that's happening. You know, you're in a passionate state of mind with yourself, and then all of a sudden you're like, oh shit, something's really wrong.
It'd be hard to identify something's wrong if you're really into it.
And is there some window like between where you totally lose it, where you're like, this is going to look really bad when the EMS gets here.
And you keep going.
Well, yeah. Or
well, that's the question. If you're having a heart attack while masturbating, do you finish?
Yeah. I'd at least try to, yeah. Because if you're going out, you know, might as well go out with a bang.
Literally.
Knock one more out before you're in the eyes of the Lord 24/7. When, you know, it's probably pretty hard to get a jank break up in the kingdom of heaven. I mean, slip behind a cloud, but those son of a bitches could blow away.
Yeah, oh shit.
You know, where'd Adam go? Yeah, I see some legs behind a cloud. Oh, God.
Wind picks up, I see his bare ass and a man leaned up against another cloud.
Yeah, really. And Marilyn Monroe would know that I'm not working with a lot in the basement.
What does that mean? Do you have a nice ass?
Nah, you know, I'd be... If I was up in the kingdom of heaven, which, God willing, I will be someday, I think I'm going to make it a point to try to fool Marilyn Monroe into, boning me.
Is that allowed in the kingdom of heaven?
I guess so.
All right.
By pretending that I have a huge wang, by like putting stuff in my pants, but that would spoil
pants
my plot.
In heaven? What if it's a big flowy robe?
Then I'd tie a cucumber onto a rope and hanging off my waist.
All right,
I've thought about this a lot.
So having a lot in the basement means that you have a hang dangling.
Right. And then I, you know, would know how to please a woman.
It seems to me that, like, if you consider the human body like a structure, like a building, basement is not waist level.
Yeah, it'd be like your feet.
Yeah, like, you have a lot in the basement. It's like, yeah, man, you've got the biggest feet I've ever seen.
Which, for some people, I guess that would be a plus in that regard. But those people are sick and they would be in hell.
What are you talking about?
Foot fetish, dude.
Oh, man, foot fetish.
That appalls me.
That is nasty.
Oh, my God.
Anytime a callus comes anywhere near my penis, I think I'd be a little upset about it.
Let's stop the tape for a few minutes.
Okay. You go to the vomitorium. All right. Well, what a digression there, huh?
Mm-hmm.
The devil told us that we didn't bless our food or pray before going to bed. Then he goes on to say, "You are so unthankful. I like that about you." Capital letters. Hmm. He likes being unthankful.
That's good that he's finding some positives in an otherwise negative situation.
Right, yeah.
Well, so, devil, I got to give you props for that.
All right. "I cannot tell you how glad I am that you have not changed your way of living."
Okay.
That's supportive, yeah.
He likes consistency.
Yeah. "Fool." Fool. Capital
letters. That's copyrighted.
Yeah.
I don't know if the devil's ever seen the A-Team.
I'm pretty sure that T is going to be writing a letter to the devil. "You are mine. Remember, you and I have been going steady for years, and I still don't love you yet.
Scandalous.
And I never will." Seems to me he doesn't need the yet.
Yeah.
"Still don't love you." Yet's like kind of gives you a minute of hope there. And then you got a similar letter in high school from your girlfriend, didn't you? "You've been going steady for years, and I still don't love you."
That was rough.
"And I never will." You weren't actually going steady.
Right.
You never saw her outside of school.
From her yard. While I was hanging out there.
Checking it, watching her do her chores.
Yeah, about 4 in the morning. Chores as in dressing and undressing.
Right.
I guess it's frowned upon by society. I didn't know that at the time. I was raised a little different by basically an alcoholic vagabond who didn't give a shit what I did.
You can watch whoever you want from the back from a boxcar.
Oh, what are you doing here, gypsy? I'm your son.
have some hobo wine.
It's jank time for Carl. You mean dad? What? All right.
"Still don't love you yet and never will, but you're too blind to believe that. As a matter of fact, I hate you." That's really similar to that same letter.
That's poetic, too, because he's not literally blind. You know what I'm saying? Emotionally blind.
Right. Absolutely. "Because I hate Jesus, I'm only using you to get even with Jesus for defeating me on the cross." And Jesus also defeated him on the court.
That was
probably pretty pissed about that. Last year's slam ball championship.
Served.
Devil's all mad because Jesus didn't even need a trampoline.
I think that was Ultimate Fighting Part 1, too.
Yeah.
First two men to score off in the octagon, devil and Jesus.
Jesus whipped up, huh?
Yeah, he used a hybrid jiu-jitsu kung fu technique.
Devil even had a trident.
Devil was more of a scrapper.
Yeah. Got kicked in the teeth, down for the count almost straight away.
Mm-hmm.
That was a good pay-per-view event. Anyway, "Jesus kicked me out of heaven, and I'm going to use you as long as possible to pay him back." Yeah, sounds like I'm going to use you to borrow some money to pay back the money I owe to the loan shark. It doesn't sound like you're trying to diss Jesus.
It's not a very efficient plan for the devil either. You know?
Right.
I mean, one guy in like Arkansas is not really going to do you much good to, you know.
Right, Jesus is like, "Oh, great, I lost Billy Bob. Dang. Come on, man. I've been fornicating." "This will really hurt Jesus. Thanks to your weak self, I'm really showing Jesus who is boss in your life. You know, with all the good times we have and are having together." We have and are having together. Sounded to me like the devil need an editor.
Mm-hmm.
No editors have ever gone to hell. Can this be like, get in here, Bobby. Yeah, yes, sir.
What's great, devil?
You have a typo. Ah! Yeah, wait, what are you going to tell him? It's bad?
Yeah.
All right.
You got a super hell.
Super, what's super hell?
Hell's hell. Below hell.
Hell's basement. Here's what he says. "We have been," after he says all the stuff about all the good times we're having together, he says, "We have been watching dirty movies." This is the good times we've had with the devil.
Mm-hmm.
It'd
be a little awkward, I think.
Watching dirty movies with the devil?
Yeah. It's more of a private experience for me personally.
Yeah, no, I agree. I didn't really know it was there.
If he wants to borrow it off me when I'm done,
all right.
Swap up for some variety.
Yeah.
Sure, you know, but to be in the same room, you know, with the devil and Christy Canyon. three's a crowd, my man.
Yeah. He's going to get in the way of the fantasy. Christy Canyon's going to be like, "Who's the red guy with hooves?"
Baby, don't mind him. Oh, God. Cardiac arrest. Cardiac arrest.
Cardiac arrest. Somebody call John Popper. I don't know what to do.
EMS comes in. I'm, like, sprawled across my broken coffee table. With
Devil's like, he was liking this when I got here. I don't know.
Screen flashing video.
All right. We've also been cursing people out. Okay. He cursed out the devil when he popped in when you were trying to watch a porn.
Yeah, for real.
Stealing.
Yeah, I did jack a few porns.
All right. Lying. Wow, being pretty honest this episode.
What are you watching?
Shawshank Redemption.
It was really the Ball Shank Redemption. being hypocritical. Fornicating. Yeah. That's an empty box. You did not tick that one I saw. You did not put a check mark next to that.
Well, I consider janking to a porn fornicating.
All right. I think we've been over that in a previous podcast. Mm-hmm. Overeating. That's a rough one.
Yeah, that's a personal... It's a lifestyle choice that really has nothing to do with your spirituality, in my opinion.
Yeah, but the devil is excited that you're overeating.
Well, maybe he's probably got a big controlling interest in, like, Arby's.
Yeah, he owns stock in Arby's.
Sonic.
In fact, the RBQ was his idea. He got really pissed when they discontinued it. What do you mean it's not selling?
Bullshit.
He trashed an entire Arby's in Connecticut.
And he went back to the drive-thru.
Got a shake. I got to cool down. Telling dirty jokes. Oops. Backstabbing people. I think he means both figuratively, emotionally, and literally. And I'm sure he digs both aspects. Disrespecting adults in leadership positions. Which...
Do not write your congressman an angry letter, in other words.
Right, right. Absolutely. No respect for the church. We have been no respect for the church. Again, editor.
I am no respect for the church. That makes complete sense.
Okay. We have also been bad attitudes.
Being a bad attitude? Well, I think he's getting poetic, too.
Oh, yeah, maybe he is.
You know, I mean, yeah, it's having a bad attitude, but the devil's taking this...
You're saying if you have a bad attitude, then you literally are a bad attitude?
Yeah, but saying without saying.
I don't even know what you're saying. All right, moving on. Disregard for parents. You also have that. So it's like you walk in the door and your dad's like, hey, Billy, how's it going? You just don't even like paying attention at all.
You got to believe, though, that the devil's down with some parents, you know?
Right, right.
Like acid dad.
Acid dad.
Yo, son, man.
Hey, check it out, man. Come pet the purple bunny. Dad, there's no purple bunny. Take this sugar cube. Now you see the purple bunny.
Can I go to the movies and stay out till 11? What the fuck do I care? Dad's tripping his balls off in here.
Take some shrooms, it makes it trippy. I'm booming. I'm totally booming.
Was that shroom talk?
I think it's shroom talk. I heard that once when I was watching a hippie movie.
Hippie movie?
I don't know what hippie movie. I think it was a documentary about Woodstock. He goes on to say, oh, and don't forget... We've been gangbanging, smoking weed, and hanging with the homies and not going to church because we got too many other things to do.
Word.
Wow. So word. Hanging out with your friends is now in the devil's realm.
Well, JC ain't a gangster. I think everybody knows that.
Now, gangbanging is a double entendre.
How so?
It means like gang-like behavior, or maybe you're committing crimes in a gang full of people. Does it also have a sexual connotation?
I think it's a vernacular.
Yeah. You think he's talking about both aspects?
Maybe he's killing two birds with the old proverbial devil stone.
Devil stone, right.
That's also a double entendre.
It's also a store in the mall, I think. You can get things engraved.
Devil stone. Yeah, it's a kiosk, actually.
It's a kiosk. Gotcha. All right. We even cheated on your spouse together and dabbled in homosexuality, remember?
So that might be the gangbang that you're...
Yeah, right, okay. That's what you're saying, right?
So
he's keeping that separate.
Like, devil's like, oh, Steve, man, you want to come and hang out? Maybe bring Carla with you?
And someone else?
I got Robbie over here. He's cool. Don't worry about it. What are you getting at, devil? I don't know. Just drink a little bit. Play some Jenga, whatever. Show up, he's in a robe with a pipe. What's the matter, Steve? You're not cool? No, I'm cool, man. Well, just rub me down with this lotion, buddy.
You got this wife and all, but, you know.
I'm Robbie.
Surely you don't want to give up all that stuff, right? Good. So we can all burn in hell together.
Doesn't give you very much time to respond.
No, he's just straight away.
It's not a very intriguing lifestyle choice, so I think he knows to cut you off.
Right, right. He also encourages you to teach children this stuff. He says to do that, all you have to do is smoke get drunk or drink while underaged, cheat, gamble, gossip, have sex outside of marriage, and be as selfish as possible, and maybe even a little gang banging or weed smoking. He's really harping on that one.
Yeah. Well, JC's definitely not down with that. I think we all know when you choose a thug life, you're not choosing not to have Jesus in your heart.
Right.
Which is something that I struggled with early on, and I think I ended up making the right choice ultimately.
Sure, sure.
Crips.
All right. Let's wrap it up here.
Yeah.
It ends by saying, it's not my nature to warn anyone, but to be your age and still sinning has become a bit ridiculous, don't you think? People are coming down here in groves.
Again, the editor.
Groves? Help him out. Do they get groves in hell? Have a peach. Have a pear.
Yeah, I think he's droves, maybe.
Yeah, I think he means droves. At any rate, he finishes up by saying, don't get me wrong, I still hate your guts. It's just that you would make a better fool for Christ. P.S. If you really love me, you won't share this letter with anyone. Reverse psychology from El Diablo over there.
Yeah, I think that's proof is in the punch that NAAV is doing everything we possibly can to steer people on the right by sharing this message.
That's right. So I don't know if we've actually helped anyone out, but that's a letter from the devil. We gave him a shake, you know what I mean?
Yeah, we'll see. We'll follow up with our five people that downloaded the show. I think one of the dudes in Venezuela thinks it's actually a soccer talk show.
Yeah, he doesn't speak English.
Thinks it's for the premiership.
Yeah. So that's it. That's a letter from the devil. Any comments, questions, let us know. NAAV show at yahoo.com or myspace.com/the NAAV show.
Yeah, because we're here to promote dialogue and really help you with your own faith issues.
Absolutely. I
mean, we're not going to judge you. We're not going to tell you what to do.
Unless you write a shitty blog, in which case you will be judged pretty harshly.
Yeah, or I don't know. You can consider that constructive criticism.
Yeah, you know, trying to help make you a better person. Speaking of that, we got another shitty blog here today.
Yeah, fire it up, bro.
So we'll get it started. Let's dig it out. Shitty blog was a pretty successful thing we did last time. I guess it was the whole podcast. I almost said segment.
But yeah, I think that one guy liked it.
Yeah, the one guy. Our one guy. Thanks a lot, Steve. We really appreciate you giving us a listen.
No, I will not meet you in the park in a van.
You sent him a picture of your dong, didn't you?
Thought it was a woman again.
Okay. So we're going to do it again. We're going to do a shitty blog. We're still doing one this time. But it's pretty good. So I'm probably going to jump right into it.
Let it rip, bro.
All right. This comes to a source. Anyways, written by a lady named Daniela Mercedes.
Saucy.
All right. It's a very saucy name.
Daniela, if you're listening.
I think she's probably rocking out the El Diablo's Mongo Jams right about, or Salsa Jams.
Salsa Jams, not even knowing it. You're right. Under the devil's spell, baby. You need AV to save you, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, rolling in there on a white horse, a.k.a. a pretty beat-up, shitty old Civic.
Okay. I don't have the nicest car.
I'm gonna say what you got. Okay. So the title of this blog is One of the Grossest Things, which I was surprised to find was true. I think it's a pretty gross thing straight off the top of my head, and this is on the list.
Yeah, a lot of times when they do
a little bit of a hyperbole.
Yeah. It never works out for them in most of these, like Best Dream Ever, for example.
Right.
Kind of weak.
Fun Fest. See last time's podcast for those.
My own blog did not work out. Longest wang ever, because apparently
subtitle being kind of the parenthesis, got it going on in the basement.
Right. Apparently, I was beat out.
I think the photojournalism aspect of that really did you in.
Yeah, next time I'll know, you know, to draw myself instead of photograph myself.
Right. Right. Okay. So here it goes. Daniela Mercedes, one of the grossest things. So today at school was gross, all capital letters. I got shit on, literally.
That was spoiler alert.
Yeah, spoiler alert. Okay, here we go. This dog had massive diarrhea, and no one knew about it. I'm willing to bet they found out. I got through the bath, blow dry, comb out, shave down, and prep work.
Now, what I found especially funny, or actually kind of intriguing, but it let me down, I didn't know she was a dog groomer straight off. So when she says this dog had explosive diarrhea, I pictured her like it's a receptionist. Like a dog gets in the building and everyone's like, oh, pet the dog, you know. And all of a sudden, man, boom.
Right, right.
Shitstorm.
She got through with the bath, blow dry, comb out, shave down, and prep work. Sounds like a right before you're ready to jump on your webcam.
Yeah. Gotta keep it tight.
Then when I moved on to sanitation, removing excess hair from genitals and anal.
No comment.
We've all been there. We've all been there. Then I noticed that he was leaking anal juices. Mm. Must have had some Olestra. Or at least all the drugs with that side effect that are on the internet.
And now it's off the market. I wonder why.
So I told the teacher, and she said, ooh, anal juice.
Which, enthusiastic? Or
she doesn't specify if it's excitement or...
disgust.
I can't imagine, ooh.
Better be disgust.
Yeah, right. And I was like, are you serious? So she told me it was okay and to keep moving on. So I wiped it up and moved on to the head. It leaked again. I assume the anus leaked, not the head. Otherwise, the dog's got some serious fucking problems and does not need to be groomed. So I went to wipe it up, and bam, it projects shit all over my smock, the floor, and my shoe. She was waiting. It's just as soon as she moved back to the anal area.
There's ever been a case for the necessity of a smock.
Yeah, I can't imagine what else you grooming.
Mean. Somebody probably... I bet when they got in there on the first day and they're getting the briefing, somebody's like, man, smock.
No smock my ass. I don't need a smock.
Oh, damn. The dude standing in the back of a Michael Vick jersey runs and grabs a smock real quick.
Are you saying when the girl got shit on the guy? The guy was skeptical about the smock.
That was a smock knocker. Because a real Michael Vick would have just been like, I kill you.
He just strangled the dog and then electrocuted it. Dog, shit on me. Don't tell nobody. bam, it projects shit all over my smock, the floor of my shoe. It was so nasty, you don't even know.
I think I do know. I'm not doubting you on this girl. It's not like I'm sitting at my computer going, nah, I'm still not sold on the nasty.
It's not that bad. So she immediately took off her smock, cleaned everything up, and went back to work. I think taking off the smock's probably a good move, but that's a loaded gun you're playing with, you know?
Yeah. Presuming that she went and got another smock.
Right, she doesn't mention anything about another smock.
I would not have gone smock commando after that.
Right.
I would have quit, man.
That's it, huh?
Yeah. My next blog would be like my new job at Taco Bell.
You still get dog shit on you from all the meat. So she took off the smock, cleaned everything up, went back to work. And she says, I mean, that's the professional thing to do. Okay,
I not guess that you have a lot of other options in
there. Right. Well, I mean, we get shit on you again. It's not very professional to deliver someone's dog freshly groomed with shit on you.
Well,
he's got the Michael Vick jersey just shaking his head in the back of the smock on.
I think that dog should have gone to the vet first.
Right.
You know.
Absolutely.
If I'm having anal leakage, I don't think let me go to Great Clips. Yeah, get my dues spruced up and call Susie.
I think this blog would be profoundly more gross if she was a hairdresser and got human shit blasted on her.
So Adam comes in, he wants his normal trim.
I know he had some anal leakage, so I cleaned it up after trimming up his genitals and anal.
Worst number four bowl cut ever. Come on, baby, I got reservations at the Masonette at 8 o'clock tonight.
By myself. But I'm bringing my laptop so I can webcam it.
I actually thought it was the Marionette.
The marriage.
So I always bring a puppet with me.
Okay.
Questionable keeper.
Questionable keeper. She says, my teacher was so amazed that I didn't let it stop me, and she bragged and bragged the whole class about what a fantastic job I was doing and how fast I was moving along. I've been moving pretty fucking fast. There's dog shitting on me too.
Yeah, out the door. I can see that.
After she says the thing about bragged the whole class about how well I was doing and how fast I was moving along. The other students didn't seem too impressed, like usual. I guess I'm normally impressed with Daniela's dog grooming skills, but getting shit blasted on her and keep going, they're just like, man, fuck that. Daniela sucks.
What else could she do to impress these people if they're not impressed by that?
I guess juggle. She finishes up by saying, man, I love this school. It's the thing keeping me happy. I'm already 4 months ahead of where I should be. My teacher says I'm a natural born groomer. What can I say? I have found my calling.
I'm going to give her the endorsement of AV, just because that's a pretty good positive attitude. You know, after that kind of thing happening to you, to turn it around that quick.
Right. I got shit on my hand one time because I didn't have enough toilet paper, and I almost gave up wiping my ass.
I could live a perfectly happy, fulfilling life without ever having known that. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Now I do.
What's that?
Now I do.
Now you do what? No?
No.
Yeah. Keep that in your heart. Other than the poop accident today, I'm extremely happy in the profession I chose. Yay for Daniela. That's how she finishes her blog. So that's it. That's shitty blog.
Yeah. I don't know. It was, literally, it was shitty, but
right,
like
no.
I said, I like how that ends.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's a feel-good story.
Kept it upbeat.
Yeah, that makes Rudy look bad.
Rudy?
The movie.
Oh, yeah, no shit. Yeah, Rudy never got shat on.
Yeah.
It's not like he got knocked over by an offensive lineman, and then the offensive lineman took a dump on him, and the coach is like, Rudy's got heart.
Hey, Rudy, I'm going to take you down on this play.
You know, boom. Oh, God, Rudy, don't tell anybody.
Oh, God, don't tell anybody.
Coach can't know.
And you guys got white tans.
If coach knows, I'm not going to be the starter. All right.
Wow. We took that one
to the extreme.
Pretty low.
Yep. I think that's going to wrap it up for today.
Yeah. It's been a pleasure, Nick, as always.
Yeah, absolutely. I hope you guys enjoyed it. This one took kind of a nasty turn. We got a couple of blogs there without having them too gross.
It's not exactly par for the course for us because, as you know, a lot of times this blog is a trip to class town all the way.
Right, absolutely. We usually wear suits when we do it.
Yeah, and, you know, drink shit that's expensive, Perrier or whatever.
As opposed to Danielle, who literally drank shit on accident. Oh, man, that's over the top. All right, so that's it for us. Hopefully you guys will tune in next time. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, appreciate it, guys.
Peace.
Diamond Davy Show is a Garmarcus production.